Okay, so I did not watch the TV show Lost. And I know both of you guys, Dave just confirmed that you did watch it.
Lost. Yeah, it was appointment television, because this is pre-DVR.
Yeah, do you guys, nobody in there watch it? Were y'all too young to watch Lost?
Too cool. I didn't watch it when it came out, and then I watched a season, and I just gave up on it.
I was busy. I don't watch any TV.
We were...
God, would give up in there.
We gave
I watched the whole shebang.
It was one of those COVID projects that I think we all gave up after like a month of being tired of sitting next to each other on the couch sort of thing.
Of Tiger King?
Yeah, I mean, this is to try to stay away from Tiger King.
Oh, you rewatched it?
Yeah, it was a...
With the family?
The kids are now old enough. Let's give it a shot, but I don't know.
Did you make it?
Well, I watched every episode the first time, as my wife did, but I guess the kids lost interest after like a season.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
They just, yeah.
I mean, the quality definitely suffered the longer it went.
Yes.
They had a lot of MacGuffins and just dead-end streets that they went down.
Yeah. We cut them some slack in 2007. That was,
yeah, it was a different time.
No longer available in 2021.
So, Josh Holloway, was he one of the main, what?
Yeah, yeah. Sawyer. He was.
Did he make it to the end?
Yeah.
No, spoilers, I know.
I mean, pretty close, right?
He was definitely a massive player in it.
Okay. But it was him and Matthew Fox. They were the heartthrobs.
Yeah. Okay, so he now is in a show that I'm watching that I mentioned briefly on E! News yesterday.
Duster,
yeah. And I've not seen him in anything. I don't even know what he did post Lost.
And it's J.J. Abrams who worked on Lost.
That's
right,
yeah.
He probably just got chicks.
So there's. Okay, the guy is too good looking. Like now. He's 55 years old.
He looks basically the same.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's, you know, a little more rugged, but looks amazing. They always have him in. And Duster. This show on HBO is set in like the mid-70s or early 70s maybe, and they've got him wearing the coolest 70s outfits that you can possibly have. Like his wardrobe alone, it costs $50,000. Just cool leather and, I don't know, these cool prints and shoes and everything, and he appears to have kept himself in good shape as well.
Yep.
But I remember back in the day that wasn't Sawyer like the name for kids back then in the early, in that run? When was Lost on?
I would say
2000s.
I would say 06 to 10 maybe, but maybe.
1989, right?
Look, okay. 04, 2004 to 2010. And... Yeah, and I remember, like, that was a big thing, and we had, our kid was born, our oldest in 05, and there were a couple of Sawyers running around there that no doubt were part of the Lost family. And I was trying to think of, like, pop culture names, and Sawyer's a very unique name prior to that, and it may still be, I don't know. But were there other people, like other TV shows that kind of had that same phenomenon where characters' names then became like a very popular child name?
Did that happen in this case?
Oh, yeah, dude. Sawyer was big.
Huh.
Yeah, was very big. That show was huge. And like you guys said, he was like the smoking hot guy, or one of them at least. And women... who got all knocked up and stuff, all horned up. They were like, oh, I'm going to name my baby Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer, I guess.
No. They're boys. They're naming their boys Sawyer.
I mean, are there very many Daenerys out there?
No. No, not at all. And I was trying to think, you know, like the big, big shows of... Breaking Bad and, you know, Sopranos and things like that. Nobody was naming their kid.
Are there a lot of Flynns running around?
There weren't a lot of Bubs running around from The Wire.
Dylan from 90210.
All right, let's go back to people naming their kids after their favorite Wire characters.
Man, my kid just looks like he's going to be stealing copper. Bubbles. Let's name him Bubbles.
Little McNulty running around.
Little String.
Yeah. But yeah, he's, it's tough to take your eyes off of this dude. And the funny part is that part of the bit of the show, it's like this, he works for a crime boss in Phoenix in the early 70s. Josh Holloway does. And part of his bit is trying to get information. He's working with the FBI and, you know, he's kind of working both sides of the fence. But anytime there is a woman, like a secretary that he needs to go talk to get information, all he does is look at him and they do a double take and they're like, oh, and then he just goes up there and gets whatever information.
Just sweet talks.
He just sits down. They're staring at him. They can't keep their eyes off of him. They're like, oh my God. And they just give him whatever. And then he saunters off into his cool duster and hauls ass away. But I don't know if he did anything. It says he had a part in Yellowstone.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was only a few episodes. Maybe half a season.
He was a grifter in Yellowstone.
Did he?
Trying to take advantage of the family.
Did he look real cool in his cowboy outfit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Lost, for as popular as it was, I don't know that there was a ton of post-Lost success. Now, I'm definitely not the person to ask. And I'm sure Matthew Fox went and did something great, maybe Evangeline Lilly, but I don't remember seeing really any of them in too many spots.
She's in the Marvel movies now.
Evangeline Lilly is?
Yeah.
She was in the Ant-Man.
Is she happy?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Everything worked out great for her?
Yeah, I think she's stepped away from the spotlight now, though.
Okay.
And she was in the Hobbit movies. She was an elf.
She was a Hobbit?
Yeah, it's definitely Sawyer has gone down in popularity every year since 2010, apparently.
Well.
And it looks like it definitely peaked, yeah, right around then.
We lived in the heyday of Sawyer and didn't even know it. So have you ranked your hottest guys recently?
No, but he's definitely on tier one.
Maybe today's Snake Pit?
Like, is he on
Corby's hottest 10?
Is he on your list? Like that,
he could have me.
That Julie would let you cheat.
Yeah, I would.
With Josh Holloway,
I would flutter around him, just kind of collapse into his arms.
And Rhett
and Daniel Gafford.
He's a friend, you idiot.
God, Daniel Gafford just breaking Corby in half.
Daniel Gafford.
Tyler Smith.
Oh God! All right. Well. If you want to watch hot guys and cool outfits and cool cars, Julie came in last night. She's like, is this show even any good? I'm like, I don't know.
Just mesmerized.
He's so hot, though.
He's just so hot.
It's just so cool to look at. I seriously don't know if the show's any good at all.
What's wrong with you?
Good music and hot guys.
This is the best. No wonder I love hockey so much.
Oh, man.